We want to bring in NBC Chief Science and Health Correspondent Robert Pizzell. Bob, it's not just the Japanese people affected by the radiation. We had the Pentagon report that our aircraft carrier is the one that Richard was just talking about, the Ronald Reagan, sailed through a radioactive cloud and then was coated with particulate radiation. So explain for all of us what those types of effects can possibly be for the people that were exposed.
Richard, I think that's a perfect example, and it's not your fault, of course, at all, of hysteria about radiation. The Navy explained today that the Ronald Reagan sailed and its helicopter sailed through an area where the sailors were exposed to as much radiation in a day as they might have been exposed to from cosmic radiation that we all get exposed to in a month. That's far less radiation than you get from a chest X-ray, about a thousandth as much as that. And it's even less radiation than you get from flying across country in an airplane. So we're talking about really tiny amounts of radiation. The thing that have been leaked from this plant so far, there's a lot of concern that there could be, if things go terribly wrong, a major release of radiation, and that is a big issue. But the amount of radiation that's been released so far is extremely tiny. And the Ronald Reagan, don't forget, there's a lot of nuclear power on there, and they're trained to carry out nuclear power emissions. So they have enormously sensitive detectors on that plane. And there was no sailors or anybody else outside of the plant have required any kind of treatment. The only people who have been exposed to serious levels of radiation have been a few workers at the power plant. So there's radiation and there's radiation. And the fact that it can be detected with extraordinarily precise instruments like they have on the Ronald Reagan does not mean that a gigantic cloud is headed to Hawaii, California, or anyplace else. It only means that we have a very good ability to detect radiation.
All right. Bob Pizzell in Tokyo for us. Bob, thanks so much.